Country Pop FM.
Bob Almanac here today. Let's get into it. We have a Bob Almanac salute.
I bet we do.
From over the weekend.
Yes.
Hi, I'm George Foreman, and this is my lean, mean, fat-reducing grilling machine. It grills delicious food in a healthy way, fast.
The George Foreman grill cooks from both sides at once, cutting most cooking times in half. It's also healthier cooking, because the slanted...
Ever own one of those George Foreman grills?
No, but once upon a time, when I had a roommate, he did, and... So I've experienced them, but I've cooked very little with them, to be honest.
No, I got to wonder about the timing of that. Was it a George Foreman grill, or are you thinking of some other thing?
Well, maybe
When did you have a roommate? I mean, this was before you were married.
Yeah.
You were married in the...
87.
87, yeah. George Foreman,
this came out
a little bit later after that. You're probably thinking of something that maybe came to you from Ronco.
Might have been a Ronco item.
Because we had one of those where it was like a green thing.
You cook on both sides.
Like it had a little form for a burger in there.
Yes.
I don't know if it was Sunbeam or something. We had one of those too.
I think it was a Sunbeam.
Yeah, we had one of those when we were kids. It was, you get a two hamburger one and it had the flip top thing. So this was the George Foreman grill. Was it because it takes fat out of your way? It's kind of like Dawn takes grease out of your way. These George Foreman grills took the fat out of your way because green grilling machine.
Right.
But George Foreman, of course, became known as a boxer, but he was making like a $5 million a month there for a while on these grills.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I saw a little note on that. Not too bad.
Oh, I would say that did well.
According to his family, he passed away peacefully on Friday at the age of 76, surrounded by all of his sons who are named George.
Five of them.
George 1 through 5. Mm-hmm. Foreman, two-time heavyweight champion. He was a gold medal Olympian. Two of the most famous boxing matches of all time. Fight of the century against Joe Frazier in 71. And, of course, the Rumble in the Jungle in 74 against Muhammad Ali.
He was a likable guy. He really was.
His family said he lived a life marked by unwavering faith, humility, and purpose.
Very nice.
They added that outside of the ring, Foreman was a force for good, a man of discipline, conviction, and a protector of his legacy, fighting tirelessly to preserve his good name for his family.
Very nice.
No cause of death was provided. The family has asked for privacy at this time.
It's a good man.
So George Foreman, now gone. But not forgotten. Monday, March 24th, 83rd day of the year, 1882.
Longfellow serenade.
Ooh.
Such were the plans I'd made.
So any excuse that I can get some Neil Diamond on the almanac, I always utilize it.
It's a shabby move.
Henry Wadsworth Longfellow.
Okay.
He would give us a Longfellow serenade.
Warmed by a stolen kiss, for I was lonely.
I was lonely and she was lonely. Ride, ride, ride along this sleepy glade. It's a Longfellow serenade.
What a great Neil Diamond.
He died at the age of 75 on this date, 1882, 1905.
These are our boys! Jules! And Vern!
And anytime I can get a Back to the Future clip in, we do that as well because.
With Doc Brown.
Jules Verne died on this date. The age of 77, science fiction writer, 20,000 leagues under the sea and around the world in 80 days.
Very nice.
His two classic, most best-known novels.
Yeah.
1905. 1958, this date.
Elvis Presley no longer has that rock and roll beat. The tempo is 1, 2, 3, 4 for Private Presley. He's at Camp Chaffee, Arkansas, beginning his two-year Army hitch courtesy of the Memphis Draft Board. Like any ex-civilian raw recruit, the king of rock and roll will be keeping time to non-hip bugle calls. Involuntarily retired.
A well-written newsreel, would
very
you say?
Well, yes, they put some time and effort into that.
Elvis became a member of the United States Army after being drafted.
Thank you for your service,
1958,
Elvis.
1958, yes, and he served in Germany.
Yeah.
And there were a lot of people, a lot of, what would you say, entertainers or people in the public eye that didn't do their duty.
Right.
Right?
Yes, there are.
They either dodged the draft or they denied it or were, what do they call it, consensus? Consensual. No, what is that called?
Conscientious objector.
Conscientious objector.
I think that's what it was.
Yeah. I think that's what they what you call those. But Elvis said, "Oh, I'm drafted. I'm doing my service," and he did. He basically put his career on hold.
Yep.
You got to respect him for that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Then he came out and still did well.
Yes. Yeah. He came back, and he came back and had some success in the early '60s, and he had the big comeback special.
Right.
Later in the '60s, and then had a resurgence in the '70s, and then sadly died in 1977.
Way too young.
1980 this date.
This is ABC News Nightline, reporting from Washington. Ted Koppel.
Good evening. This is a new broadcast in the sense that it is permanent and will continue after the Iran crisis is over. There will also be nights when Iran is not the major story, when we'll bring you briefly up to date on Iran, but we'll focus
Did
on...
Did Ted Koppel possibly have the best helmet hair in all of television?
That's as good as there is, I'm pretty
that
sure.
Thing, he must have taken that thing off and hung it on the wall. So Ted Koppel and ABC News Nightline debuted as a regular program after it would have been on for 4 months.
Yep.
I don't even know if it was called Nightline, but basically it was a special report every night on the Iran hostage crisis.
Yep.
After your late local news. And Nightline 1980. Is Nightline still on today? I don't stay up late enough.
I don't either.
To know.
I don't know.
To be honest. From Ted Koppel to Dan Rather.
An oil tanker ran aground today off the nation's northernmost ice-free port, Valdez, Alaska. The first pictures are just in, and the consequences are costly. Tonight, the Interior Department said it fears that much wildlife will be killed.
1989, this was the date. Captain Joseph Hazelwood got a little too close to the shoreline there.
Fell asleep or
in
something
Valdez.
Happened.
Yeah, I don't know what he was doing. He was watching something on his phone. He's probably texting.
Yeah.
And the Exxon Valdez ran aground in the Prince William Sound and began leaking not 7, not 8, not 9, not 10, but 11 million gallons of crude oil.
Gosh.
It was a mess.
That is a ton.
That was the state 1989. 1999 in a theater near you.
What is the Matrix?
The Matrix is the world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth.
What truth?
They're watching you, Neo.
Mr. Anderson.
Yes.
Disease.
The Matrix.
Cancer of this planet. And we are the cure.
I love The Matrix. First one especially, and then the next two got kind of goofy. But The Matrix debuted on this date, 1999. Keanu Reeves, Lawrence Fishburne, yeah. Carrie Ann Moss, that guy is Agent Smith. Mr. Anderson.
That I might sound, have to watch that.
The sound you hear is your inevitable death. My name is Neo. So
yeah, it's not Neil.
It's Neo.
Yeah.
Mr. So The Matrix. 1999. We had another debut, 2005.
I've been at Dunder Mifflin for 12 years, the last four as regional manager. When I come through here, see, we have the entire floor. So this is my kingdom, far as the eye can see. Ah, this is our receptionist, Pam. Pam! Pam Beasley. Pam has been with us for forever. Right, Pam?
Well, I don't know.
If you think she's cute now, you should have seen her a couple of years ago.
What?
Any messages?
There's Steve Carell, the genius Steve Carell in The Office, the U.S. version of The Office. Remember, there was an English-British version with Ricky Gervais and the folks at NBC and Steve Carell and everybody got together and made a U.S. version.
Did well.
It did well. Very hilarious.
Good. Very good.
That's what she said. That was the, one of the catchphrases that came from Michael Scott. As are you aware of that, Neil? Have you ever heard of that?
No.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
2016, let's say goodbye to...
And my mother is like, she would come in when I was sick from school with a cold. Did your mother just come in with the vaporizer? Do you remember this thing that it steams up your room and the humidity goes up to like 200% in your room and you wake up in the morning, there's rubber tree plants growing up. There's like parrots and Johnny Weissmuller is sitting on the end of your bed. And your cold is gone and you got malaria, you know?
Gary Shandling died too young. He was 66 this date, apparent heart attack. Found himself in the Marvel Cinematic Universe there playing a senator.
Yep.
And he wasn't all that fond of Iron Man.
No.
As I recall.
Love, hate.
Gary Shandling, his stand-up on The Tonight Show, always must-see
very, very good
TV. And that was this date in 2016 and then 2019.
A new record-breaking baseball contract. Eric Chemie joins us now with the mind-boggling amount of money that Mike Trout could soon be making.
That's right. So the reports are out there that he is about to re-sign an extension with the Los Angeles Angels baseball team. $430 million paid out over the next 12 years. That's $36 million a year.
That was the largest deal in sports history. That, of course, has been surpassed in baseball.
Yes.
Because Shohei Ohtani signed for $700 million. And then last year, Juan Soto, $765 million.
Yeah. It's ridiculous. It's crazy.
It's monopoly money.
Yeah,
it's play money.
You can't even.
It's really not realistic. It isn't. There's no fathom. You can't. There's no fathoming it.
No.
You can't fathom. You can't even go down a fathom.
No.
I have to go down several fathoms.
Right.
To actually fathom it. That would be bad news. I hope I got a way to breathe if I'm going down a few fathoms. So let's get to birthdays now.
You say your love is bona fide, but that don't coincide.
So that's Nick Lowe, singer, songwriter, and he had this big solo hit. That's about 1979.
It's really good.
Good hit. He also had that song, I Knew the Bride When She Used to Rock and Roll. He wrote that. Very popular weddings.
Yes.
Always popular weddings. And Nick Lowe today is 76. What time is it, Neil?
I'd like to think it's TV theme time.
It is. Rene McGovern singing the theme to the TV show Angie. Doris Roberts was on that show. She made it.
Remember Angie.
If you don't, Donna Pescow, who was also, of course, remember, she was John Travolta's girlfriend.
Saturday Night Fever. Yeah, no,
I believe she's still, her and what's her name, the other co-host or the co-star on that show, what's his name, was on that show. They came to the state high school hockey tournament like in 1980.
Oh.
They were there. It was kind of fun. Donna Pescow today is 71.
Ogre! Well, anyway, Ogre! College is a whole new ballgame.
Ogre! Ogre!
People judge you differently than they did in high school.
Ogre! 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 Ogre!
Where are they? I think they're talking about us.
Ogre!
No way.
Ogre!
He was one of the nerds, Neil.
Mm-hmm.
David Carradine. Actually, Robert Carradine, one of the Carradines. You had your David Carradine, you had your Robert, you had your Keith.
Yeah.
This was Robert Carradine. I think he's the youngest of the Carradine brothers at 70 years old, 71 here today. And he was one of the nerds, one with the funny laugh. 71 today.
So, what would you little maniacs like to do first?
The lovely Kelly LeBrock.
Weird Science, is that?
65, Weird Science. Yes. But, of course, she also helped, what's his name? Steven Seagal in Hard to Kill.
Oh, okay.
She was the nurse that helped him
out of the
hospital when he came out of his coma. She was also the woman in red.
Oh.
65 today. We have a wrestler today. I forgot to cue up some audio from him. The Undertaker.
Oh, yeah.
One of the greats of all time in the WWE. Mark Calloway.
Yes.
The Undertaker. He had this long undefeated streak at WrestleMania. I can't remember how long it was, but...
He had long hair.
We had long hair, very much. He and his manager, Paul Bearer.
That's
of course.
Right. Paul Bearer.
Yes, remember Paul Bearer?
Yes, I do now.
Yes. And then, of course, the tombstone, pile driver was his finishing move. Mm-hmm. He liked to choke slam guys, too. The Undertaker is 60.
Oh, my gosh, she did it!
What could she possibly be talking about for so long? Obviously, waitressing at the Cheesecake Factory is a complex socioeconomic activity that requires a great deal of analysis and planning. Bazinga.
Sheldon Cooper from The Big Bang Theory, Neil. Jim Parsons. Penny. Very funny.
Very funny.
Jim Parsons is 52 today.
And one time, at band camp, we weren't supposed to have pillow fights, but we had a pillow fight, and it was so much fun. And this one time, we all lost our music, and we were supposed to play the song, but we didn't know it. So we just made it up, and we kept playing and playing, and the conductor didn't know what we were doing.
You know, after that whole band camp thing, I was kind of sad I didn't go to band camp.
Yeah. Would have been a special thing.
Allison Hannigan. She was in the show How I Met Your Mother.
Okay.
And there she is in the American Pie movies. She went to band camp and she played flute. And we found out a little bit later how well she played flute. Oh. Allison Hannigan is 51.
Wants to try my 18-layer dip. It's got beans, cheese, bird seed, guac, chocolate chip. One warning, if you're allergic to peanuts or bee stings, I wouldn't eat it.
Peyton Manning.
He's good.
He is good. I think we're kind of over Manninged,
maybe
just a little bit, but I'm not. Maybe some people think that. I don't think so.
No, I like
him. I can't get enough of Peyton and Eli and the things they do with the Manning cast
and
their funny commercials and their little bits and stuff like that. Peyton's got very dry humor.
He does.
And
I liked his commercials with Brad Paisley. They were good.
Yes. Yeah. Good Nationwide ones. Is on your side. Yeah. Peyton Manning is 49. And Damar Hamlin. The defensive back, Buffalo Bills,
yes,
27 today, may not even have made it to his 26th birthday. Remember that?
Yes.
He was dead.
On national television.
His heart stopped on the football field Monday night football.
Mm-hmm.
And they
scary.
Were able to resuscitate him. Damar Hamlin, who's made a comeback and is back playing, 27 today.
Gone but not forgotten. We're going to start with Harry Houdini. You know, you pull a Houdini, you can't be found. He was an escape artist, a magician, and born on this day in 1874. Fatty Arbuckle, you know, there was your Charlie Chaplin and some of these other, Buster Keaton, and then there was Fatty Arbuckle, who was in some early movies and kind of had a weird, there was some stuff going on that's probably on Hollywood Story on A&E that talks about that, 1887. Clyde Barrow. Bonnie and Clyde, one half, doing on that couple-year crime spree, ended up with a lot of machine gun fire, and he was born on this day, 19...
Lead poisoning, Neil, lead poisoning.
Lead poisoning, if you will. How about TV theme, cartoon TV theme time? And one of the all-time best. Favorite show, my grandsons Owen and Carter, and their grandpa's to blame.
You exposed them to Johnny Quest.
Johnny Quest.
Good move.
Yeah, they love the Tudu episode of the Flying Pterodactyl and the Mummy. The Mummy was another great episode of so many. Joseph Barbera, one half of... I love this theme.
Haji was underrated.
Yes. Race Bannon, Dr. Quest, Johnny Haji, and don't forget about Bandit. They were Johnny Quest and the adventures of Hanna-Barbera, the cartoon empire. And Joseph Barbera was born on this day. The year was 1911. 11. Norman Fell, we loved him as Mr. Roper on Three's Company, 1924.
When do I get my breakfast?
Shh. I'm trying to teach Chrissy how to hypnotize herself.
Hypnotism? Nobody believes in that baloney.
Stanley, please, I'm trying to turn her off food.
Why don't you let her taste some of your cooking?
Oh, Stanley and Helen. Helen and Stanley.
Yeah, just one, another one of those great TV couples that picked at each other endlessly. Pretty good. What about Steve McQueen? He was pretty good. Born on this day, 1930.
What's wrong, Lieutenant?
Who else knew where he was?
What?
Who else knew where he was?
What have you been implying?
Well, they knew where to look for him, and they used your name to get in.
Are you suggesting I disclosed his whereabouts?
You believe what you want. You work your side of the street, and I'll work mine.
With that green Mustang he had in Bullet.
Yeah, Bullet. Was that Robert Vaughn?
It sure was Robert Vaughn. And Norman Fell is in that movie, too. Bullet.
Oh, nice.
Jack and Bassett.
And, of course, Steve McQueen and Robert Vaughn were both in the Magnificent Seven. They would work together again. Steve McQueen, yeah, one of the great car chases of all time in Bullet. Steve McQueen, born on this day. He died young, too, born on this day, 1930. And he's one of us, went to St. Paul Johnson High School, one of 11. Actually, there were 16 kids, but five sadly died in childbirth. That was a big family for the Andersons. Louis Anderson, the Emmy Award-winning comic, 1953.
Hello. Hi. You know, I started on cleanup just like you guys. But now, see, I'm washing lettuce. Soon I'll be on fries, then the grill. A year or two, I make assistant manager. And that's where the big bucks start rolling in.
You better know when you're working with and for James Evans Sr.
Right.
At McDowell's.
Yes. And if you're on washing lettuce, you are... obviously on the fast track.
It's a stepping stone.
It is.
It is a stepping stone and fast track.
Yes. Louis Anderson, fantastic. Born on this day, 1953. They're all gone, Jim, but not forgotten.
Your staff missed one.
I am Gunnery Sergeant Hartman, your senior drill instructor. From now on, you will speak only when spoken to. And the first and last words out of your filthy sewers will be, sir. Do you maggots understand that?
Sir, yes, sir.
I can't hear you. Sound off like you got a pair.
Sir, yes, sir.
He was the gunnery sergeant in Full Metal Jacket.
That is quite a scene.
The whole scene, the intro scene. What's your major malfunction? R. Lee Ermey, who was actually just going to be a consultant for the movie. They brought him in. He was an actual gunnery sergeant.
Yes.
Or a sergeant or whatever. I don't know if it was gunnery, but he was actually, you know, one of these guys and from the military. And they brought him in as a consultant. And they go, well, you're way too good. We're gonna have you in the movie. Forget about the guy who's going to play you. You are you.
It's so a no-holds-barred open-air scene there.
It truly is.
You did well just to find something
Well, yes. There isn't much. You can't go much more than a few seconds without something that needs to be bleeped or edited out.
Right.
That's R. Lee Ermey, 1944, died 2018. Now.
They're all gone. But not forgotten.
Here comes a Bob-a-thon, no repeat workday, the whole deal for you on Monday, the whole shebang. It's Phil Vassar, That's When I Love You.
Mm-hmm.
You could go with Miranda Lambert, Gunpowder and Lead, or Tim McGraw and his song, Refried Dreams.
With Phil coming to Bees on a River's Rib Fest, let's go, Phil.
WQPM Princeton, WLKX Forest Lake, KDDG Albany, KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud. KDDG.